The Edgar Rice Burroughs Discussion Hour. With your host, Tom Sauter. Produced by Ty Apar.
Well, I'm back again after my holiday. I was on a holiday.
How was this?
Well, the guests, we have a lot of guests. This is our final show, sad to say. We only got a chance to do 6 episodes. ACD, one option, is 2 more. So, we were lucky to get these 6 in. I'd like to say that it's too bad that this imagined author's name couldn't be kept alive. Among our guests will be Tom Sinclair, Robert Smith, and others. We're going to have film clips from tape clips from past episodes. And so I hope this episode will be a little better than our past ones. I don't know what went on when I wasn't here.
I doubt it, Mr. Sauter.
That over there was the fellow from the school. So we'll be back after this word.
He's like Mr. Carson. Have you seen?
Well, not really. Mr. Sir. Well, Tom Sinclair is here. And how do you
adjust? Here's the gag twice.
Well, no. How do you eject this thing?
Wait. Oh, I see.
All right. We have it. We have it ready. We're going to look at the history of the Edgar Rice Burroughs Discussion Hour from the first episode. We have a few guests in here. I don't know. Hedwig Zorb wouldn't consent for another show. She was on 2 shows already. Joe Bolton.
Who's one of Joe Bolton on? He really broke me up. He had the strange hands rolling in the back. You should have been here, Mr. Sauter.
That's a, anyway, so, on the first episode, Tom, will you take over for a minute?
Oh, sure, let's see. This is the first episode ever done of the Edgar Rice Burroughs Discussion Hour. It was a couple of years back as a pilot, which is why we all sound so young.
I'm back again. Yes. Well, in this episode, it was really short, and it was a pilot. We sold it to ACD. We made 2 episodes, and they were played as specials. But, and so then ACD had a wild idea to bring the show back with Kristen Doherty. But after...
The show was wild!
After the third episode, Kristen Doherty didn't make them anymore. And so they went back to the status of the original show. So after this message, we'll play you the first episode of the Edgar Rice Burroughs Discussion Hour. Mr. Sinclair just questioned me as to if the status ever went down. We never really had any status. I know I shouldn't be talking this way about my show. You shut up over there. All right, now this is the first episode. Believe it or not, ladies and gentlemen, that's me right there.
Mr. Sauter.
Commissioner Robert Smith. Commissioner Robert Smith.
Oh, apparently. Oh, I recall. This isn't exactly the first program. It's the only one we have left. There was one other program made, but that was destroyed in a warehouse there.
Yeah, well, I wasn't one of the cameramen back then.
You don't have cameramen, Joe.
What do you think is the best part of Tarzan, the invincible Tarzan 13? When Tarzan and Jeff Alcan, the Mazari, help La Hoopa regain her throne. Thank you. Now for our next question. Who stars in Tarzan 15, Tarzan Triumphant? Tarzan, of course. Not that, Smith. Lady Volga Collis. Danny Patrick, or the gutter, Jezebel, Stabbage, and Capulet, say the Raiders.
As you can see, the show was quite primitive back then. It's a little primitive now. But, well, Tom Sinclair's guest and Robert Smith was also, we asked direct questions. It wasn't as informal as it was now. Perhaps that's why it was so successful back then.
Also, back then, we didn't have too much of an audience.
Yeah, well, we'll be back after this word from our friends at Network. The Edgar Rice Burroughs Discussion Hour will return following station identification right here. We're back again on our final show of the Edgar Rice Burroughs Discussion Hour. Sad moment here.
It is indeed.
The staff will take the day off. They're looking for new jobs. I hear BEC is starting a new show, The Doyle Hour, or whatever it's called.
It's really just in...
I hope it doesn't turn out like we did here.
I hope so also. It might, might just be a one-shot special, I don't know. We might play it safe.
Well, all right, now here we go with Robert Smith, who was really a big name back in tape recorder in 68.
And the winged creature called a big bear that captured Rhino Lord. And poisoned him into being paralyzed from his feet up to his neck. And that banger. And the same condition. Yes. Very good for Smith.
That was Mr. Smith, who was, he's retired since, he lives in his home.
And I was uploading tape.
Huh?
I was uploading tape.
Oh, that's nice.
Mr. Soder, could you mention my name?
I'm getting sick.
I know, but it'll be hard for me to find another job.
All right, this is Joe Phelps.
Thank you.
All right, let's talk about Burroughs. It's a sad occasion here.
Maybe it would be appropriate to read something from that fantastic book, which is like a Bible to Burroughs fans, Edgar Rice Burroughs, Master of Adventure.
Perhaps, well, maybe we could get Dick Lupoff. Ha, ha, ha. No, we have a Burroughs expert right here in the studio.
Why, who is that?
You don't know Dick Francis?
Dick Francis, yes! I forgot all about
you. The Dick Francis fellow, he's the expert. Dick will be with us in a moment. We have a message right now, right?
Yes.
Here we are back again. Discussion out.
Yes.
Well, no, Dick Francis is here. He's going to lecture. He's going to tell us about the naming of Tarzan.
Well, hello, Tom. Nice to be here.
Yes, it's nice to have you, Dick. What will you tell us about it?
Well, you know, Tarzan, he named himself. Burroughs did not name Tarzan. This momentous event took place in Chapter 13 of Tarzan of the Apes when Tarzan wrote the warning note to Professor Porter's party and posted it in the door to his father's cabin. Before pursuing this point further, though, I should first like to discuss some background material relative to the subject.
Well, Dick, we don't have much time. Do you really have to?
Well, if we don't have that much time, I guess I don't have to.
This is the last show. We really should have something really dramatic to end it with.
What do you suggest?
Well, perhaps reading something from that fantastic book, which is like a Bible to Burroughs fans.
Oh, all right. Suppose we will go get Ty Apar and ask him. Meanwhile, Dick, what did you want to say?
No, is he in Studio 3 or 1?
No, he's on Studio 4. He's doing the Kristen Doherty show. I rather doubt that Burroughs really did change any of the names in the account of Tarzan. He said that he did, but I doubt it. But even if Burroughs did change the names of some of the characters and apes, it would hardly seem necessary to do so with Tarzan. There's only one Tarzan, and no matter what we call him, he will always remain the same person. In short, Burroughs cannot possibly achieve anonymity by changing Tarzan's name, particularly when one considers the fact that Tarzan arbitrarily named himself. I doubt, too, that Burroughs really did disguise Tarzan's British title. The name Johnny Clayton, Lord Greystoke, became as famous as the name Tarzan shortly after the first few Tarzan books were published. It would seem unlikely that after 38 years, Burroughs would continue to disguise Tarzan's British identity. Indeed, it is more likely that Burroughs never bothered to change any of the names in Apes, but merely stated so as a literary device to quite sufficiently evidence the sincerity of my own belief that it may be true. I have to go now. I'm taping another show.
Sound like an encyclopedia.
I know, that's why I'm known as the Dick Francis. Well, bye, Dick. It's nice to have you on our last show. Now, we'll be back after this word.
Thank you.
Okay. We're back with the last... This is our last time ever again. I'd like...
Let's say we never meet again.
Shut up. All right. I'd like to say, in the words of Richard A. Lupoff, a major point of the appeal of much of Burroughs' work is the timelessness of the narration, the sense that the events described could be taking place any time, now, or better yet, in some never-never world where time is not a relevant consideration. This sense of timelessness raises Tarzan above the clutches of time. Of the three great supermen of modern fiction, Sherlock Holmes, Superman, and Tarzan, perhaps he has the best chance of all to live forever. This is Tom Soder saying good night and goodbye, everybody, for the Edgar Rice Burroughs Discussion Hour. It's been a long time, good show. At some points, it was fun doing it. Sorry to see it go. The Edgar Rice Burroughs Discussion Hour. With Tom Soder, Tom Sinclair, and the Dick Francis. Copyright 1970 by ACD.